Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, and welcome to Fanatics. I am Claire Kramer, and I am here with my amazing co-host,
Jake Barron. And it is so good to be here with you, Claire. I can't wait for today's episode.
Well, that's because it's all about you, Jake. I mean,
well, it's not about me. It's about the Dallas Cowboys and my love for them.
You know, I thought it would be fun if people got to know you a little bit better. I mean, I know you, I love you. We have this thing going on behind the mic, but I really wanted our audience to get a chance to know Jake. So this is your getting to know Jake episode, and we are talking about his fanaticism, the Dallas Cowboys. Fanatics. Ooh. Everyone's got their thing. Fanatics. Okay, so Jake, I'm just gonna like hop right in here. For people who, you know, don't live in Dallas, what are the Dallas Cowboys? What is the description of this fanaticism?
What is the Dallas Cowboys? All right, so if you've never even heard of football or the Cowboys, how would I explain this to you? I would explain it as the elite members of a tribe, that everybody in the tribe gets together to watch and cheer on and marvels at their amazing feats. And specifically here in Dallas, the Cowboys, they are just our hopes and dreams. They're America's team. And, you know, I was born in 1987. So the Cowboys have been good for a while before then. It's very rude. And, you know, I put it out there in the universe. That's just when I was born. It's kind of unfortunate, Claire, because I was born and I didn't really get to experience the first Cowboys dynasty of my time when they won in Super Bowls in the 90s, in the early 90s, and were like the best team ever. When they were like the Patriots were just a few years ago on that level of greatness. But I was just like, you know, a kindergartner. So I didn't get to really enjoy it like I would now. But it planted the seeds.
Right. It planted the seeds. And what is it about the culture of football? I mean, everybody knows that's where the term Friday Night Lights comes from. There's been TV shows. There's been movies. It is. You hit the nail on the head. It's like a culture. So what is that like, that culture?
It's interesting. The culture here in Texas has been about football for a very long time, since the 1920s. You know, I've been reading this book called 12 Angry Orphans, and it's about this team in Fort Worth and their amazing story of them becoming almost state champions, even though they're smaller, they're outmanned, all this stuff, but they're tough. And there's something about Texans equating toughness with football, you know?
Yeah, correct.
And so that's just kind of how it is. And for me, as a kid growing up, you know, I started playing football in fourth grade. And this is American football for all of our international fans. And, you know, that's obviously a reason why I had back surgery down the line. But it was also a blast playing football because we would go to practice. And then after practice, we would have cookouts with our friends and our family. And it was just this whole experience, almost like a revival, Claire.
And what is the gear required to be a Dallas Cowboy, like, fan and be part of this culture? What do you need? Do you need a shirt? Do you need a whole like setup? Are you flying flags off your car? Like, what are you doing?
So everybody expresses their Cowboys love in different ways. You know, a lot of people love to tailgate. Tailgating's fun. I like going out to the stadium sometimes and hanging out. And that's almost more fun than the actual game.
It's truly.
You get to party, you get to have fun with your friends, you get to hang out, you get to eat great food. And a lot of people go do that and then they just watch the game on a TV. But I personally don't think that makes them any less of a Cowboy fan. Some ways I'm more impressed, you know?
Yeah, because I mean tickets are expensive, obviously, you know. And right?
But not only tickets, tailgating's expensive. You know, I went to the game this past season, and I was talking to somebody who tailgated right at the front of the stadium, and he's like, yeah, it was $800 just to tailgate. And people pay it because it's the Cowboys, Claire.
Wait, they're paying for the parking spot?
Just the parking space, just for the right to park there. And it wasn't, it was like close to the stadium, but right. It wasn't like at the stadium. You still right. had to walk a ways. So,
you still had to walk a ways.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the tailgating like prime food? I mean, I love tailgating. It's like it's a activity that was designed for someone like me. A lot of fun, not a lot of commitment. So what is like your perfect tailgating before a game scenario where you actually have tickets where you're going to walk into the game?
Oh, if I'm actually going to go to the game, yeah, it's different because, you know, there's sometimes you just go hang out. You're there to tailgate all day. But if I'm actually going to the Cowboys game, I know it's going to be a full day. I want to start early. I'm a jersey guy. I like wearing jerseys to games or t-shirts to games, you know, jersey shirts to games. But I think for me, I'd start my day off, you know, not eating too much because I know I want wings. Wings are my big, either at home or at the stadium. That's my meal before I go in. Because when you go into Cowboys Stadium, which is a cathedral, by the way, Claire, literally the most gorgeous stadium you've ever seen. And, you know, SoFi in LA is very impressive too, but it's just nowhere near the level of Cowboys Stadium. In the original Cowboys Stadium, you had a retractable roof and there was a area where the sun could come down. And they said that's so God could watch the Cowboys.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's how we feel about the Cowboys here in Texas. And they gave us a lot of pride. Here's the thing that I guess a lot of modern people don't know. You know, Dallas was best known for the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. In the early 60s.
Sadly.
And sadly, horribly. But that was what Dallas was known as.
The grassy knoll.
The grassy knoll. See, look, Claire knows some stuff. Mm-hmm. And we could do a whole other episode on that because I'm fascinated. But the Cowboys then became the pride of Dallas and took the stain off the city. Because instead of being known as the city where the president was shot, in the 70s they started, you know, they got their Super Bowls. But in the mm-hmm. 60s, they started laying the seeds to being a really good team, got the Super Bowls in the 70s, and all of a sudden they're America's team. Mm-hmm. And boom, nobody, you know, it just made the city of Dallas proud. And I think that's why we have that connection with them in this city. And you know, people who aren't even from Dallas love the Cowboys. And that's so cool to me that the fandom for the Dallas Cowboys isn't just in Dallas. They are America's team, and people all across the world cheer for them and love them and also hate them. And that just adds to it too.
Right. Who is their biggest now in, you know, 2023? Who is their biggest competition in the NFL?
Well, the biggest competition in the NFL, well, you got to understand our rivalries. You know, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs actually started out in Dallas as a football team, then moved to Kansas City.
Mm. But so confusing when that happens.
It is, but that was long ago. But I would say, you know, the Eagles made the Super Bowl. The Eagles and the Cowboys are heated rivals.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Eagles, it's the Giants, and it's the Washington Commanders. But the Eagles especially, because the Philadelphia fans have been rather nasty to Cowboys fans over the year. And it's really, really bad. We had a player, Michael Irvin. He got tackled, and he was a great player for us. Won 3 Super Bowls, was the leader of our team, was a little crazy. But then he got hit one day in Philadelphia on their AstroTurf, hurt his neck, never played again. And as he was laying on the floor, hurt, Eagles fans cheered.
That's horrible.
Yeah. It's that kind of rivalry. Mm-hmm. It's and the last few years, it's been them competing for the division crown. So it always seems to come down to the Eagles or the Cowboys. And, you know, you're just not supposed to like Philadelphia And the Philly fans clearly don't like the Dallas team, so it's interesting.
What is the traveling contingency of Cowboys fans for away games? Like, is there a unit that moves with the team? You know, we have that with LAFC. There's, like, truly, like, a tribe, a band. If you go to the game, they sit, you know, behind the northern goal, if I'm, like, aligning the stadium correctly. And they're always there, and they do travel with the team. So does that happen with the Cowboys?
Of course. I mean, there's fans, you know, who travel to watch them. There's fans who you'll recognize in their attires, whether it's a big sombrero or cowboy hat or jerseys, whatever it may be. It's less like the, you know, the Raiders when they were in Oakland, especially. They had these fans that were rabid, had all this personality. With Dallas, we just keep growing our fandom. So it's you see people at the games, and like, you don't know if they've traveled from Dallas or if they just happen to be people who live in Philadelphia who are Cowboy fans. That happens a lot, you know? And so Cowboy fans show up, and it's not necessarily because they're from Dallas. It's because they, I don't know, there's just something, there's a mystique to the Cowboys, Claire. And every year they break my heart, every year. But I still come back to them because I love them. And it's so, you know, watching my dad's the same way. And I watch games with my dad. It's been really fun being able to do that. And he just gets so worked up, so mad. And it's only because he loves them so much. You know, it's like that child. You just want them to get their homework right. You're trying so hard. You love them. And you just want them to do it. It's like you get so frustrated because they just can't. And that's the Cowboys to me. They just can't do it.
Yeah, they need to be like, I always call it like closing the deal. Like, close it.
Yeah. And they haven't closed the deal since 95.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on, gosh, 30 years? Just a couple years. So we're past 25. It's crazy. And yet I'm still a fan. And every year I convince myself they have a chance. And every year I watch every single game.
Yeah.
And every year I learn the names of all the players. And it's like, am I crazy, Claire? Or do I just love them?
This is what this show is about, Jake. This is why I wanted to like dig in with you a little bit and also like give our listeners a chance to get to know you. But this is the epitome of fanatics. Like, this is what we're about. And, you know, I was just thinking while you were talking about, you know, fandom. We talk about all kinds of fandom. We've talked about Moulin Rouge on the show. We've talked about Survivor. We've talked about Fixer Upper. But this is like, sports and entertainment are not that different. You know, if you're a fan of a show, if you're a fan of a franchise, a movie franchise, or like, you know, like you're a Harry Potter fan or you're a fan of Top Gun, it's not different than being a sports fan. The beauty of being a sports fan, though, is you get that renewal. The show's never canceled, most likely. You know what I mean? Like,
every year I get a chance.
Every year there's a season renewal and you get to start anew. What is the process like when they're like making the trades and getting the team lined up for the new season?
Okay, Claire, this is my favorite part. So I'm glad you asked this. Because I go to multiple sites to read, you know, also news, but also sports news specifically, The Score, ESPN, and I have the Cowboys favorited so I can see any news that ever comes out. Mm-hmm. For me right now, the Cowboys just had the free agency hasn't started. They just had some changes on their coaching staff, so that was made. And now they are going to the draft is here. That's next, the draft. And I love draft season. And people all call it, like, it's a big thing now, but people, it's all make-believe. There's nothing about the draft. Nobody's playing a game. These players haven't done anything yet. You have no idea how they're going to be. But for one night a year, you're able to watch and convince yourself that your team is one player away. Mm-hmm. So that's the next thing coming up. That's what's happening right now. And I look forward, and they've made the draft three different nights. It used to be a one-day thing. Now it's three nights because they just drag it out. They want the viewers, because crazies like me love to watch all three rounds. And my wife could – I mean all seven rounds, all 3 days. But my wife could care less. She hates football. Well, hates it.
That's another podcast as well, because I am curious if you've tried to get her in. But we do need to wrap. So two questions before we get to the love letter. One – Jake, The Cowboys are offering you a position to be a part of the team. What are you doing? Are you a
general manager? No,
no. You're general manager.
Oh, if I could take that job from Jerry Jones, I know that I would love it. And I know that all the fans of the Cowboys would love it too, because Jerry Jones is pretty god awful.
All right, let's pitch you for that. Second, you mentioned like your dad introducing you to the Cowboys, and you mentioned like, you know, when they, you know, had their first shining era in the late 80s, you know, early 90s, you were a little too young to appreciate it. So what kind of bonding experience was that with your father? Does that lead to your love? Did he kind of like facilitate this fanaticism?
Of course. He took me to all kinds of games, and the Cowboy game, I remember very fondly, the first one he took me to against the Cleveland Browns. And it was just such an experience. And I could still vividly see it. And like, I'm seeing like a couple plays that happened right now. And I remember my dad, he likes to leave games early, you know, to beat the traffic. So the game seemed like it was done and we left a little early. And the Cowboys came back and won. So never again, never again. But it was a great day.
That's awesome. All right, Jake, if you could regale us with a love letter to the Dallas Cowboys.
Dear Dallas Cowboys, you have constantly broken my heart. You let me down every year. You get me excited and then just tear me to shreds. But despite that, I'm here for you. I will cheer for you. I will love you, because that's what a fan does. Love, Jake.
Love, Jake. Woohoo! Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at wearefanatics.
Yes, that's We Are Fanadicts. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.